Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start a couple of lines up, five lines up from the bottom on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We are discussing the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Yesterday, the Gemara on Amud Aleph quoted the machlokas whether one can be maklish a stei achuza during the Yovel year. So Rav said on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Amar Kedusha Venosin Chamishim. Rav says you can be maklish it. And then you have to pay in full. It was a chamishim, as we learned that you have to. The Torah is mechadesh, an arbitrary value for redeeming stei achuza, a certain amount for every chomer, every area that could seed a certain amount of barley. So Rav says that not only applies for the years of Yovel, and one has to be migareya, one has to take off and deduct a certain amount each year, depending on how many years of to the next Yovel are left. Rav says you can even do that during the Yovel year. And Shmuel says no, ain't a kedusha kalikar. Rav Shmuel says no, because Shmuel said the kalvachomer, that if it already was sold, it goes back to its original owner. So surely, if it was never sold, it can't be sold. Okay, that was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel that came up yesterday. So Tashma, so the Gemara now on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis tries to prove Rav or Shmuel from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said at the beginning of our parak, "V'lo goalin achar hayovel pachos bishana." Geula cannot take place after Yovel less than a year. Pachos bishana. So we might have thought that meant during the year after Yovel, you cannot redeem it. But the Gemara assumes that this line means even during Yovel. You can't redeem it after Yovel, meaning throughout Yovel. Let's say Achar means. You can't redeem it through Yovel, Pachas Bishana. So Bishlama Lishmuel lo goalin la Achar Yovel, Pachas Bishana. According to Shmuel, I understand what that means. Because what does it mean? There's no redeeming it within a year or even within the year of Yovel. Why? There's no need to redeem it. That's how he would understand this line of lo goalin. You don't need to redeem it because it didn't work. Can't be makdashit during the Yovel year, right? Last line in Rashi, ain't sarich li ga'el, delo kacha. Everyone doesn't have to redeem it because the hakdasha didn't work during the Yovel year. Ela l'rav, my achar Yovel shana. But according to Rav, what does it mean? You can't redeem it after achar Yovel shana, or until, right? Velo ga'el achar Yovel less than a year. Does that include the year itself? And according to Rav, you can be makdashit. So the Gemara says, no, mi savas achar Yovel mamish. You think it literally means after the Yovel year? No. My achar Yovel, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Be'emsa Yovel. What it means is you can't redeem it for less than a year within the Yovel cycle. What does that mean? To call kalma de lo malya le shana lo migrale. If somebody's redeeming it in some other year, in year 20, in year 30, whatever the year may be, if one is redeeming it in the middle of a year, you don't count the months that have passed as a year. That's what it means. You don't go less than a year. It doesn't mean the year after Yovel. It means any year, you don't count less than a year and deduct, let's say, a half a pundion or a half a sella. Let's say you'd give one for each year, but you wouldn't give half or half a year and a quarter for a quarter of a year. We don't do that, make that calculation. You only go by years. Says the Gemara, that's what that line of the Mishnah means? No, that's the next line of the Mishnah. My kamash malon, de machashvin chadashim im hektish. What's the chiddush? That you don't calculate months making hektish money? How bad yuktani? We already learned that explicitly in the next line of the Mishnah. A machashvin chadashim im hektish. It says it beferish. So Gemara answers, you're right. Ma tam kamar. The Mishnah is staying, making a statement, and then explaining it. Matam lo goalin la achar yovel pachas bishana. What's the reason that you don't do it for less than a year? Mishum de mechash v'chadashim emehektish. Right, that is the reason given in the Mishnah for the previous line. Okay, that's the end of the discussion of Rav and Shmuel in terms of being makdish during a Yovel year. Next, im mechash v'chadashim v'chulu, the line that we just brought up. We don't calculate months for years, meaning once there's a, we don't take into account months. Tanu Rabbanan, Shem Ein Mechashvin Minayin, Shem Ein Mechashvin Chadashim Mehektish. How do I know that we're not Mechashvin Chadashim? We don't calculate months for Hektish. Right? We round off to the nearest, to the past year. Tamu Lomar, not to the nearest year. If it's 11 months, I think you still go backwards. So it's to the previous year. So Tamu Lomar, V'chishav Lo HaKohen, Esa Kesef, Al Pi HaShonim HaNosaros. The Kohen calculates the money that's left in the years. So it's plural. Shanim hanos aros. And it's shanim. Shanim ata machashiv yata machashiv chadashim. Years you calculate, but you don't calculate months. Minayin shemata rosel lasos chadashim lashana ose. How do I know that if you really want to, though, you can? Which case can you? Hey chidami, go da aptishay bapalga da arboin vitimne. If I was makdashid in year 48, 48 and a half, there's a year and a half left to Yovel. So, as we learned yesterday, if you usually are, you cannot do that. You can't be back to within the 2 years. But if you are, then you have to pay the full. You have to pay the full 50. You don't pay, you know, one and a half, very small. So there you really want to force the issue, and you want to do it in order to pay in full to Hekdash, so we'll let you do it. Because Hekdash is going to benefit so much. So usually you don't calculate months. If it's year 26, you don't calculate based on the number of months that have passed in the year. But if it's in the year, the last 2 years, so otherwise you wouldn't be able to do it. Then here we're saying you're going to pay in full to Hekdash. How do we know that works? Tamalomar. Sorry? The Akdash, I guess, and then, which would lead to Geula. The Darbon Vitim, Neitamalomar, Vachishav, Loakoin, Mikol Makom. Or we say, no, Vachishav, Loakoin, Mikol Makom, including even this case. Right? I mean, ultimately, right, giving it to Hector, Hector is going to make money on it, but you have in mind that Hector is going to make the full money. Right? And that's the, right, you would need the next step also. You know, the next step also of Geula from the Hector.
It really doesn't matter when he's on this.
Okay, I'm saying, but the key is here. But if you're makdash it earlier, it could be nigel earlier, right? That's the last Rashi. The eina nigel is begirua, like you said. It's talking about the geula would be no less. Okay, period. Next mishnah. Hamakdash sadehu bishaas hayovel. Somebody is makdash their field, their ste achuza bishaas hayovel. At the time of Yovel, here it doesn't mean during the Yovel year, it just means when Yovel is Noeg. So Rashi says, Bismacha Yovel Noeg, the time when Yovel is Noeg, that's when these halachas apply. Right? If the Yovel is not Noeg, then it's Poda Osa Bishavya Kishar Hekdeshos. Then it can be Poda like other Hekdesh, based on its value. But these halachas specifically apply when Yovel applies. Again, just to remember, to review these halachas, which we're going to have to review for today also. There are two types of field, as we know. In halacha, stay achuza and stay miknas. Stay achuza is my achuza. It's my plot of land that I got from my father, going all the way back to the chaluka of Yoshua ben Nun. So there are separate halachas for bias, which we'll get to later in the Masechta, as Hashem. But the chamishi in Bechukos, I said, chamishi, which is really shvi when they're mechubar. If somebody's makdish from their steachuza, v'haya erkechala fi zaro, zera chomer, sorem a chamishi pshekel kasef. It's a psukim that we don't always focus on, but all these halachas are Torah Shebechsav. We don't even need Torah Shebal Pes. It's in the Torah. It's in the end of Bechukos. We're all usually getting just psyched up for the chazak. We've got to focus on the psukim. So somebody's makdish their steachuza, then there's a specific arbitrary amount that one is goel it for. V'mishtas ha-yovel yetter sadeh k'erkecha yakum. If you're makdish it right after Yovel, then you have to pay in full, or according to Ravu, would mean even during Yovel. V'm achar yovel yetter sadeh, and if not, then you prorate based on how many years are left to Yovel, one selem, one puntion per year. V'm go yik alas asada ha-makdish oso. If the one who was makdish it bought it back, so then that's fine, and he has to add on a chomesh, the yosef chamishes kesev erkecha alav v'kamlo, and then he keeps it. V'im lo yigal asasadeh, and if he does not redeem it, v'im achar asad lish acher, lo yigal alod, if he does not redeem it, and somebody else bought it, then he can't redeem it. V'yasadeh b'teisom me'yovel kodesh l'ashem k'stei acherim l'okendi echud aso, v'yastei achuza, I am makdish my steachuza. Somebody else buys it, and Yovel goes to the Kohanim. Because I, when I was makdish steachuza, I have rights to make it litzmisus, to make it forever, because it's mine. I'm makdish the steachuza. If I was Kohen it beforehand, then it stays with me. V'kamlo. Maybe we'll get back to that lashon. But that's by steachuza. But let's say somebody is makdish. If somebody had sold their steachuza, then it goes back to them. That's the whole halacha. Feels going back to their original owners during Yovel. But if I wasn't, if it was Makdashit, so if it was Makdashit, then it goes to the Kohanim if somebody else had bought it. What if nobody bought it? And if it still belongs to the and it's still in the Hekdesh, so that's the next mission on the base. But Hashem will have to see. But what if it wasn't a stay achuza? If it was a stay mikna that I was makdish, then a stay mikna so Asher lo mi stay achuza so yakdish Hashem. Meaning Reuven sold Shimon his stay achuza, then Shimon was makdish it. So Shimon can't be makdish it litzmisa. This is not his. It's not his to make an eternal giving to the Hekdesh. So there. First of all, a difference is that if somebody wants to redeem this from the Beis HaMikdash, they just have to pay the value of the land, not the special stachuza rate. And you give it, Kodesh Lashem, Bishnas HaYovel, Yeshuv HaSadu, Asher Kano Meito, Lasher Lo Achuz HaSaharetz, and then it goes back to the original owner by Yovel. Good. And then Ach Bachar, and then it goes into other halachas of Temura and other Cherems that come up. Okay, so that is just a little review of being makdish de'achuzos, and again, as we said, you have a specific value given zerach omer saorim in for that amount of land for 50 shekel. That is the price. Okay, so the Mishnah says hamakdish adeo b'shas ayovel no sein bezerach omer saorim chamishim shekel kesef for the amount of area to plant a chomer of saorim of barley 50 shekel. What if in my field I have ditches or mounds that are 10 tfachim high or deep? So that is important for Hilchos Shabbos, depending how wide it is, but it's also important here. It's looked at as a separate entity. If it's 10 tfachim higher or lower than the rest of the field, so einan nimdadin ima, they're not measured with the rest of the field. Pachos mikan, but if it's less than 10 tefachim, then nimdadanima, so then it's okay, then are measured with it. What does that mean? What does that mean? Eino nimdadanima, they're not measured with it. So, there are a number of pshatim given in the Rishonim, here and in Baba Basra, Kuf Beis Mabez, where the sugya also comes up. Rov Rishonim say, Rashi here says, Tosfa says there in Baba Basra, that Eino nimdadanima means, they're not called steachuza, and they are redeemed based on shovi. They're redeemed based on value. They don't have the special din of the steachuza. It's redeemed based on value. That's what Rashi says. Einim dadanima. Vehein niftin bishavyon. Vashar lefi cheshbon chamishim shlom lebeis kur. They're not called steachuza. This was in my steachuza. This has been my family plot for years and years and years and centuries. And it's in there, but it's a mound, it's a ditch, it's not called part of my stei achuza, and therefore, it has the halachas of stei mikneh, basically. And therefore, in terms of redeeming it b'shavyo, it's hektish, but it's redeemed based on its value, and not based on the magical number of zerach omer saorim for chamishim shekel kasef. That is what Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashbam all say. Number one, if you look in the Ritva, says there, Rav Basra, another pshat, he says, maybe no. Maybe it is called that, but it's considered two separate hakdashos. Just in dadanima, it's not measured with it. You measure this chomer saorim, and you measure this amount. And if this is even less, we'll talk about the differences in what the nafkaminas are in terms. You might say it all adds up to the same anyway. But that's what the Ritva says. You can look there in Baba Basra to know why it's called two different hakdashos. It could be that you're allowed to be goel one and not the other. Right, they have separate geula. If you makdish the whole steachuza, it could be that you only can redeem the package deal. Mashiach, if you have two separate akdeshos, then you can redeem them separately also. Number two. But if you look at the Yad Ramah, there in Baba Basra, he has a different shot. He says, Einim dadanima means it doesn't have a price. These are what we would call agav. When you're makdish, your field, so then these are memela hektish. You don't measure them at all. You don't evaluate them at all. They're hukdash agav, the rest of your field that you were makdish. And when you redeem it, it's also nifte agav, that you don't even measure it. You don't care of its size. It's separate. It's just hukdash and hugal agav, the rest of the field. That's what the Yad Ramah says there. V'yavagav de kedishi agav ara. Dihechi de kachi agav ara. Mifriki agav ara. V'lo ba'i pidyon ba'anfi nafshayu. You don't have to be poured to it. It's agav. That is the Yad Ramah's pshat of the Gemara. We'll go through with Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashbam's pshat and reading the continuation, but one should be aware, though, of those those apshatim. Kinyan agav, I mean, that's what he seems to be talking about. It's not talking about exactly kinyan agav, but the concept of agav, that generally is a major discussion in the achronim, how kinyan agav works. I mean, the nafkaminas that are in the Rishonim. But when we talk about kinyan agav, that I am being makna you a field, and on along with that field, I'm being makna you metaltalin, movable items. So there's a kinyan, just like there's 10 other kinyanim, mishicha, hagbah, misira, chatzer, dalanamas, on a derabbanan level. There's a kinyan agav, that I can be makna you, or kone from you, a field, and along with it, metaltalin. How does that work if I'm only selling you the field? How does it work? I do a kinyan chazaka on the field, and the metaltalin are mine also, automatically, even though I didn't pick up the metaltalin. So that's the big discussion in the Achronim, the Premotion. Simon Yud Aleph has a discussion of this in his Sefer on Kinyanim, where he discusses, do we say that when I do a Maisa Kinyan on the Karka, it's as if I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin? Magically, even though I'm not. I'm physically not. But that's the Chiddush of Kinyan Agav. It's as if I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin. Or do I say, no, that's crazy. What do you mean? You're not doing a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin. How can you say it's a magical Maisa Kinyan? Maisa Kinyan means a physical act of Kinyan. The other pshat is that no, a Maisa Kinyan on the Karka is good enough to be Kona the metaltalin. But you don't. The Chiddush is that you don't need a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin. It's automatically yours. You don't have to do a physical act. And similar in that way to Kinyan Chatzer. It goes by where it is. So that's why the Premotion says, you might say it makes a difference what you declared. Do you have to say Beferish, Lecha Zeku Kni? Do you have to say, or the Lecha Chazeku Kni, Agav blank? Right, the Rambam Raivin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Gimel, Hamakne Karka Umetaltalin Ke'echad. If you're being Makne, Metaltalin, Karka, Metaltalin together, Kigon, Shekona Karka, Bekesef, Obishtar, Obichazaka, Niknu, Metaltalin, Imahen. If you're Kona Karka in any of the ways, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, you can Kona Metaltalin with them. Bamed, Varma, Murim, Kishahoyu, Osan, Metaltalin, Tsvurin, Baoso, Karka. As long as the metaltalin are on, question how the Rambam reads this in Gemaras, that's not for now, but that only applies if the metaltalin are on there. They're on the land that you're acquiring, that's when Kinyan Agav works. Avalim hayu b'makam acher, tsarach sheyomar lo kinei metaltalin agav karka. If they're not on there, you gotta say it. If you say it, they don't have to be on there. But if they're on there, you don't even have to say it. V'im lo amar kinei agav karka lo kana. That's the Rambam. You need either Tzvurin, where they're sitting on the land, or not. And the Ravid says there, no. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Zeha Hefer, Shekasa, Bein Tzvurim, Shein Tzvurim, Eina Mechuvar, Tishmaitz, Elom Mechzei. Right, it doesn't work into the Gemara. Ella Olam Agav Ukinyin Be'inun, Afilu B'Tzvurba. You gotta say it even if it's sitting on there. Gonna say it. Deilo hechi paska lemilse v'yamar hilchasa agav v'kinei beinon svurin lo beinon. Does it mean svurin beinon v'agav lo beinon? Akan l'shon. Okay, that's the question. But you see from there that he said from the Gemara, it sounds like you always need to say it. So what's the Rambam I'm talking about? Sometimes you don't need to say it as long as it's there. As long as it's there. So again, which direction do you go in? So he suggests that maybe you could go according to the Rambam. The Rambam sover dehageder ba'agav huam etalflin nitzfalin lakarka v'lo tsrichim kinyan. Doesn't need it. They become subsumed in the karka, and therefore you don't need a Maisa Kinyan on the metaltalin because they're subsumed in it. So if they're subsumed, so then they don't have to say it. They're there. They're subsumed in it. If they're not there, then how are you mitzarif them to be part of the definition of the karka? So then that would be you have to say it, and they don't need a separate Maisa Kinyan. According to the Ravid, no, you always have to say it. And maybe saying it is declaring that this Maisa Kinyan is working on the metaltalin wherever they are. Okay, you might say it the other way. But either this was one nafkamina. Other nafkaminas are, could you be kona hefker through agav? There's a machlokas we show in Maseches Gittin, between Rashi and the Ran. Could you be kona makne a get? Could a man be makne a get to his wife through kinyan agav? That also, if you say it doesn't need a Maisa Kinyan, then maybe it won't work, because you need a nesina by Gittin. Mashenkin, if you say that it does work, maybe it's because that it is a Maisa Kinyan on that also, and therefore it would work. That's the Machlokes Rashi and the Ran in Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin. Either way, that is how the Yad Ramah in Baba Basra says that this case is talking about. When it says Einim Dadin Ima in the Mishnah, it means, as I mentioned, it's automatic. It goes through Agav. You will makdash it through Agav. Okay, not exactly the same. Here it's to Hektish, Ami Russell, Gavoa, but once Agav came up, couldn't resist, and had to mention Kinyaga, which hasn't come up in a very long time. Okay, continuing the Mishnah. Hekdisha shtayim v'shalosh shanim lefnei ha-yovel, v'amakdash it 2 or 3 years before yovel, no sein selo pudion l'shana. As we learned, you have to give one sela and one pudion per year. V'im amar hareni no sein davar shana b'shana. If somebody says, could I have a payment plan? He doesn't want to pay right away. He wants to give. He wants to pay as the, every year. He'll pay one. Ain't shaman lo, no. Not allowed to do that. Ela no sein is kulo ke'echad. You have giro as one lump sum. Because when we redeem something from Hekdesh, it's not just a transaction. There's a symbolic, it's called pidyon. Pidyon, it's a redemption. It's not just a payment. Right? If it's just about a payment, it's like a sale. Okay, pay me whatever. Pay me a little bit now, a little bit later, a little bit now, you can have a payment plan. But when it comes to pidyon, that has different rules. Pidyon has a symbolic nature to it, and therefore, the Mishnah says it has to be done all at once. Echad Bailam, Echad Kaladam, and this applies to everyone. Uma Bein Bailam Kaladam. Is there a difference though? What's the difference between if the owner himself redeems it and anybody else? Elisha Bailam, Nosum Chomesh, Kaladam, Nosum Chomesh. Bailam pay a Chomesh, and anybody else does not pay a Chomesh, right? That is the Halacha. When the Rambam quotes this Halacha in Arachin, in Perek Dalid, he quotes that not only the Bailam himself, but his family, v'chein, dalet hey, v'chein impadas ishto shel makdish, o echon miyarshav, hare elo mosifin chomesh. Right? A husband, or wife, or children, they also have to add on the chomesh. If you look in the back, in the Frankel, the Sefer Likutim quotes, the birchas hazevach, afilu b'moshe la. Right? Even if the woman is using her own money. Right? Her nichsei malug that she brought in. It doesn't matter still, that's called, that's cool that you have to add on a chomesh. The dafka linyan meister sheni mimatinan. The special din by meister sheni that it's only the husband. Ish mimasro below isha v'yoresh. But here it's different than meister sheni. The halachas of chomesh by meister sheni are not exactly the same as the halachas of chomesh by steachuza. And therefore, the wife and the children would have to pay also. Tana, says the Gemara, kur zera v'lo kur tvua. When we measure the amount, the kur that cost 50 shekel, it is a kur of zera of seed, which is a larger amount, not a kur of tfua. Once the tfua grows, it takes up more room. But amount, how much you would seed you would put in that amount of seed.
If you plant a kur, you hope to get more than a kur.
Right. If you're planting, you have to, so it goes by, if you would go by the tfua of a kur, the tfua, then it would be less seeds would give you that amount of growth.
Right.
Right. So then, right. So that's why you have to plant the whole amount has to be a kur, which would be right better for right. Rashi says kur zera shechon lezera kur v'lo kur tfua karka shechozim enad kur tavi batzir mi kur zera tuva tibahu lo bai chamishim elof yicheshbon hazera shlishkur oviyakur. Okay. Right. So you go by the kur amount of a the zera amount of a kur and not the tfua. Mapolas yavlo mapolas shvarim, and you also go by how much it takes when you scatter it with your hands, not as much as you put it on the oxen. Rashi explains that they used to put bags on the oxen with some holes in it, and as the oxen went, it kind of fell densely in certain areas and not other areas. No, make it it's mapolas yad. That's how it goes, which gives you a different measurement. Tani Levi lo meube velo meidak ala beinoni, and it's a medium way of scattering, right? Not too thick, not too thin. Medium way of scattering. Period. Hayusham nekama mukim vechulu velikdeshe baanfi napshayu. So depending on what your interpretation was in the Mishnah as of Einim Dadanima, that's going to have ramifications how you understand this line. So we're going to go with Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashbam. The Mishnah had said that if it's 10 above or 10 below, it's not counted with it. Why not? Why isn't it Chokdash by itself and considered a Steachuza? What did Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashbam say? No, it's considered a Steamikna. You go by value. Why? So you're saying it's separate than the rest of the field? So say it's separate than the rest of the field, but give it the amount and the payment plan and the pidyon amount of zera chamishim shekel kesef for zera chomer seorim. If you want to say no, it's too small, It's too small and therefore wouldn't go by these rules. But Tanya, no, we learned in the Brisa, so it doesn't matter. Sada, matam alomar, why did it say the word sada? It's extra. Lafishan emar zera chomer saorim bachamishim shekel kesef. Ainli elashiknish kinyin azeh. I might have thought only if you're makdish this amount. Minay la rabos lesech. Vachatzi lesech. Sa'a vitirka vachatzi tirka. How do I know that any amount you'd give that ratio? Tam alomar sada mikol makom. So you see, even if it's small. See here too, why don't we say that you go by these calculations, and you don't go by the calculations of stay mikneh. So it's separate. So do it separate. So Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama. No, this is the ukinta that we're talking about. Hacha b'nekam b'leim mayim. We're talking about ditches that are filled with water. Delav b'nei zriya ninu. You can't call that a field. Zerach omer saorim. They're not plantable. It's not zerach omer saorim. You can't plant anything there. And that's why, just like the mountain, the mound, you wouldn't be able to plant on, so too in this hole. Dekanami, diktani, dumi, dislam, shamina. You want to make it similar. The ditch and the rock that's standing out, that's above. So both of those are unplantable. They're not able to be fertile, and that's why it doesn't have this measurement. Shamina. Says the Gemara, ihachi, papas bikanami. If that's true, then even less than 10 in either direction. So if it's not plantable, even if it's 6 up and 6 down, it should be excluded. So Gemara says, no. Hanu, if it's less than 10, Nigani da'ara mikru, Shidre da'ara mikru. That's just called bumps and little ridges. That's not called a separate entity. That's no land is exactly even and straight and flat. So it's a little indentation in the ground or a little above, a bump. But that's not called a separate entity, and therefore it would be counted even if it's a puddle, even if it has water in it. It still will be counted as part of the field. Period. Next. Hikdisha shtayim v'shalosh v'chulu tana rabbanon v'nigra mi'erkecha. You deduct from its value, depending on the years to Yovel, af b'nei hektish. Even if it's been sitting in hektish for 4 years. She'im ach la hektish shana o shtayim. If a person was makdish, and now hektish has had it for a couple of years. Do you also take off those years? You don't have to pay for those years? The answer is yes. Inami lo achal shayz lafanav. Or let's say Hektish just had it, did nothing, and he didn't do anything with it. No saint sela upundi and lashana. You still are megareya, depending on how many years you have left. Again, no matter if Hektish used it or if Hektish just had it and nothing happened to it, doesn't matter what the previous years were, you go by how many years are left. The imam already knows of a chulu, and if you want a payment plan, you don't give it to him. Tanu rabbanan, minayin shim amru bailim, harenu nosnin davar shana bishana. We're giving a payment plan year by year, shein shomalahem. How do you know? Tamalomar, v'chishav lo hakoin es hakesef. The coin figures out, achie kesef kulo ke'echad. It has to be all there at once. Echad Bailam v'echad Kol Adam. Doesn't matter if it's the Bailam or anybody. Ma bein Bailam Kol Adam, Shabailam Asa Chomesh, v'chol Adam Esam Nosam Chomesh. Okay, same thing as our Mishnah. It just added in a source. Period. Next Mishnah. Hikdisha v'gala. If somebody is makdish it and then redeems it. He's makdish it to Yehuza, then he himself redeems it. So then, Eina Yotza miyada b'yovel. Then he doesn't leave his possession in Yovel. It only leaves his possession of Yovel if somebody else was kona it, and then that person will have to give it back to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim will split it up. But if he himself redeems it, then wonderful, fine. It doesn't leave his hand. Ga'ala bino yotzalav v'yovel. If a son redeems it, so then it goes to the father in Yovel, because that's considered as if the father did it. That's not considered an acher. Ga'ala, yeah? So it doesn't say Isha here. It just says son. We'll have to see. The Gemara will talk about various relatives. Gala acher o echad meha krovim vigala miyado. If somebody else redeems it, even one of the other relatives, even a brother, as we'll see in the Gemara. Vigala miyado, yotza l'kohanim biyovel. Goes to the Kohanim. Doesn't go to the person. That's considered an acher. Stop there for a minute. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, in Hilchas Arachin, when he quotes the first halacha of if a person himself redeems it, what does our Mishnah say? He keeps it. The Rambam says, Dalad Chaf, Ga'ala ha-makdish, kodim she-yagia ha-yovel, ha-reizu chozeres l'ba'aleha, v'ha-erach she-nasa, nitibol-bat-dekabayis, kavosh-bi-arnu. What's the problem with the language of the Rambam? Not what he says, but how he said it. Chozeres l'ba'aleha? It's his! He redeemed it. What do you mean it goes back? He's holding it. Says the Ravid. Lo yadati mai chozeres. Hari hi tachas yado. The Ravid is not bothered by the halacha. He's bothered by the language of the Rambam. What does that Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, ein yotze miyado. The Rambam's lashon is chozeres the ba'aleha. So, sorry? No, it's he had it. He bought it. He was makdash it. Then he bought it back. And he bought it back. Now he has it. The person who was makdash it is holding, he's living in the steachuza. When it goes to Yovel, he keeps it. Right? He doesn't have to give it to the Kohanim. Only if somebody else had bought it. So the Mishnah says you could keep it. The Rambam says, oh, it goes back. What do you mean it goes back to him? So go back. He's holding it. Not to say it goes back to him. He has it. Just say, Ena Yotz, like the Mishnah says. So if you look in the two, first we'll go backwards. Rav Yashiv, who needs a refuah shlema b'karev, everybody all of Klai Yisrael davening for him. Rav Yashiv right here, let's close his, the refuah shlema, ubir lashon Rambam, demasha bailim goalim, first we'll see what he says, then we'll explain it with Rav Chaim. Demasha bailim goalim, chashav ki geulas ish acher. When I'm makdashit, and then I redeem it back, it's as if I'm an ish acher. De etzem ha-gu'ula eino el ha-reyovel. Whenever you redeem a steachuza, it's only, even if it's you, even if it's the original owner, it's only halachically seen until yovel. El de kachadin, de mabailim galu, chozeres, and if not, eino chozeres. So it's kind of just contrasting to the others, that's Eda Choseris. So here too, it's somewhat of a limited kin until Yovel, and then you get to keep it officially. The Reb Chaim adds a little more explanation of it. It's not in the Grach HaLashas, it's quoted here in the Briska Rav, in the Griz on Arachin. He quotes his father, who says, now according to the Reb Chaim, he says, no, he says, once I'm Makdash Estei Achuza, if I redeem it, it has Halachas of Stei Mikneh. I don't own it fully until Yovel. And therefore, I have to redeem it, obviously, with the Zerah Chomer Sorim with that amount. But when I have it, Kiram Sfirle, Da'ad Ayovali Stei Miknik, Gam Eitzel Bailim, Velo Nasis Tekef Bukula So Stei Achuza. That's what I mean, Choseres. Choseres means now it becomes the Stei Achuza. The halachi is, if you bought it, so then it becomes your Stei Achuza. If somebody else bought it, then it becomes the Kohanim Stei Achuza. But it's still called Choseres because the halacha changes in Yovel, even if you've had it up until now. And I saw others quote, the Griz here doesn't quote it, but I saw other Achronim that quote this from Chaim, and they say, Nafkamina might be Bikurim. Let's say you bring Bikurim during this time. Maybe you can't say, the field, Har the Shernasatali. Maybe you wouldn't be able to say that because it's not fully yours. You only have Kenyan Paris, not Kenyan Aguf. Or another Afkamina, could you totally dig in the field? Chofer, Boris Shichnu Ma'aros. Maybe you wouldn't be able to. Because you don't have, maybe Kinyan Guf still belongs to Hektish. You only have Kinyan Paris. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim in explaining the Rambam that even if the Makdish himself buys it, and Halacha recognizes the difference in that you have to pay a Chomesh, still it's not fully yours and it can still be called Choseres. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid would say, no, right when you buy it back, it's your Steachuza. What are you talking about? It's yours. That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid explained by Reb Chaim. If he's makdash it again, does it have halacha of stei achuza or a stei mikneh? Interestingly, according to, if you go with the Chaim, then it would have the stei achuza. You wouldn't have to say you'd be stei mikneh, right? It would go by the values and not by the arbitrary number of the Torah. Interesting. It could be another nafkamina. That would be a real serious nafkamina. Wow. Okay. Anyway, it says the Mishnah, gala echad min ha-kohanim, if one of the kohanim redeemed it. You were Makdash Yehuza, and anybody can redeem it. So let's say a Kohen redeemed it. Vahari tachas yado, and in Yovel, lo and behold, he has it. Lo yomar, he can't say, ho, yotza lakohen and beyovel, vahari tachas yadi, haril shali. I'll just keep it. It goes to the Kohanim anyway, if somebody else redeemed it. So I'm a Kohen, so I'll keep it. No, can't say that. Ella, yotza mitachas yado, umischalekas the kolecha lakohenim. No, goes, you gotta put it back in the pot. In the Kohanic pot. Give it back to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they all split it. They all split it. He can't keep it himself. Period. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Imlo Yigal Asa Sadeh, if he doesn't redeem it, who's the he? Bailim. V'yemachar Asa Sadeh, Gizbar. And if he sells it, if somebody else buys it, I'm sorry, somebody else sells, if he sells it, who's the he? Gizbar. La Ish Acher, La Acher V'lo Leben. To an Acher, not to a son, because the son would be him. And therefore, it would go back to him in Yovel. Ata omer la'acher v'lo l'ben, o eno el la'acher v'lo la'ach. We know there's some type of exclusion here, but who's closer? a son or a brother. So kshu omer, so we include ben and we exclude ach. So kshu omer ish hari ach amur. So when we say ish, so somebody is excluded. So we say ach is excluded. Hari mahamani mekayim acher v'lo leben. So Gemara says that's pretty arbitrary. Umaris v'avos zaden alozi is ach. Why do I include ben and exclude ach? Right, you have to include one and exclude the other. Why is ben more considered stepping into the shoes of the father than the brother? So mar ba'ani ha-ben, shekein, the son is similar to the father in two ways. Shekein kam tachas aviv li-ya'ada ula eved ivri. The son does yi'ud like the father does yi'ud. True, if a father gets a maidservant, so then the father could do yir, the halacha is in the beginning of Mishpatim, or the son could do yir. Ula eved ivri. If a father dies, then the eved ivri serves the son, just like he served the father, right, for 6 years. And he's not obeyed the brother, if he does not obeyed his master's brother. So you see, a son steps into the shoes of the father for yiud and eved ivri. Let's finish, and then we'll talk about it. Gemara says, "Adarab, what do you mean? Mar bani asach shen kandakas aviv liyibum. What do you mean? A brother steps into the shoes of the father, his brother, for yibum, and the son doesn't." So Gemara says, "One minute, klum yesh yibum el bakam shein ben hayesh ben ein yibum. No, yibum's not something great about the brother. If there is a son, then there wouldn't be yibum. So you see, he plays more of a central role." Says the Gemara, what do you even have to say that for? You had a knock out Yibum? Even if there is Yibum, it's still 2-1. V'tepogle d'hakatar d'vachachada. The score says, no, it's not really 2-1. Because even the Eved Ivri line is not a separate element. V'shem de'Eved Ivri mehai pirchanami hu d'nafgale. How do we even know that a son gets the Eved Ivri, not the brother? Because of the same logic. Klom yesh Yibum el makam shein ben. So that's the svara elsewhere to teach me the halach of Eved Ivri in any case. So really, Eved Ivri and Yibam are both knocked out. And the only real makar is Yud. Period. Stop there for 2 minutes. Rav Shechter and earlier Achronin, the Menachem Zemba and others, Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi, page Reish Chaf Gimel, that there are some halachos, and this is one of them, that do not go based on Yerusha. Yerusha is usually how we assume that all properties go from the father to the son. It goes down to the son. But sometimes there is a stronger and different type of halachic mechanism, what the Gemara here calls kamtachas. That you really step into the father's shoes. It's not that the Yerusha comes down to you, but rather the son goes up to the father and steps into his shoes. You could formulate it either as different than Yerusha or a different type of Yerusha. Says Rav Shechter, the beis in Yoni Yerusha heim, echad mitza nachlas mishpacha, ubataras karav mi mishpacha za'av. Paternal Yerusha, that's one. And number two, midin bra karadavua. As a son, literally as the leg of the father. Shahayorish kamtachtov damorish v'omid v'mkomo. He stands in his place. He quotes this, Minchas Chinuch says this, the same idea as in Membeis by Yir and others. V'nafkamina bazel kamen yonim. Nafkamina is for Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri over to Saben. Right? Afte ino nitfas lo b'mechir v'lo b'yerush. Even though an Eved Ivri is not yarshind. Meaning if there is no son, it doesn't work for the brother. If it works through Yerusha, why not? This isn't Yerusha. This is kamtachas. This is brakara davua. Da ben yochol lirash af shalobi denachlus mishpacha elabatar is brakara davua. A son stepping into the shoes of the father. That could work where regular dina Yerusha do not work. So you have it by Eved Ivri. Or you have it even, sometimes a son could yarshin a... He talks about yarshining his mother, bekever, lahan chalachem na'av. Talks about sometimes you could get maternal Yerusha, even though that's not really Yerusha. Yerusha is only paternal. The fact that sometimes a son might get some things, without getting into the details of the case, through the mother also means it's a different type of halachic mechanism. He suggests, we'll get to this also soon, maybe that's what Yerusha's habal means. A husband from a wife. He says, Heich Yosha, v'alo eno karov lo mitzah mishpachas av, and they krovas nisu, and you're married. So we'll get to another suggestion in a minute, but he suggests, Ubakachach Zorach Lomar, Titin Yerusha Zabal Humikoach Ze, Shabal Kam Tachas Ishto, V'omid Bimkoma, Upshita Dani Yerusha Bekeval Hanchel Yerushav Hu, the Dafka Habal Kam Tachas Aviv, and not his relatives, okay. And then he also quotes, maybe that's the Shita of Rebzachayim and Akatsav, that Benichse Ha'im Ben Ubaz Yerushim Ke'echad. Nechsi Ein, the boys and girls get equally, right? Because this is not the regular case of Yerusha, which only the males get, but it's Kamtachas, which even sons and daughters both could have an equal say. Okay, that is That is Rav Shechter's point. The Mefarshim ask why there are other issues that the Gemara could have brought up comparing a brother to a son. The Tosfos in Kiddushin says, why didn't it bring up Yerusha? A brother yarshins before a son yarshins before a brother yarshins. Tosfos says the Gemara just wanted to bring up cases that only apply to one and not the other. Here, Yerusha does apply to the brother, just at a later stage. But it does apply. Or, one more, again, L'Rafu Shlema Rav Yashiv, he quotes here, somebody asked him, why didn't he say that the son could use his father's Nazir Karbanos, and not the brother? Right, another case where a son is Kamtachas. So Rav Yashiv answered, Ein l'meidim mehalacha Moshe b'Sinai. The Dvar mehalacha Moshe b'Sinai, he me'ein Torah b'fnei atzmo. So you learn that halacha of Ben steps into his father's shoes to use his karbanis of Nazirus. That is halacha Moshe b'Sinai, so you can't put that on the list. Okay. Good. Okay, there's a lot more about Yivam and Chalitza, but let's continue, and then we'll see at the end. Boy, Rabba Baravua, Bas, Moshe Tambud, Sadalavia. What if a daughter buys a field? Redeems the field from Hektish. Is that good enough to go back to the father or not? Kivan Delinian Yibum Benu Baski Adadi Patri Mukma. Do we say that? Well, because a son or a daughter are both the same for Yibum, both would prevent the Chiv of Yibum from kicking in. So maybe here it is significant. O Dilma, Kivan Delinian Nachla, Bas Mukam Ben Kiacher Dam Yelo Mukma. Or do we say no? Since a daughter is nothing when there's a son for Yerusha, then she's not significant here. So Tashma, the Tani, the Verab Yishmael, Kalshu Acher, B'makam Ben, V'hainami, B'makam Ben, Ki Acher Damye. Daughter is excluded. It's not good enough. Next question, Boy Reb Zera, Isha Mi Ma'amid L'Asada. Who is Mok, if a woman is Makdash or Steachuza, so who could save it? Who could save it? Baal Mukim La, Shedehu Yaris La. Do we say the husband, because he Yarshins her? Or a son, because a son is even stronger than a husband, a son gets ra'ui, even items that are not in mukzekes, in her rishus, when she dies, let's say she's owed money. The son's going to get that, even though the husband's not going to get it. Teku, unanswered. What's that, Shiloh? What's that question? What's the root of the question? So I think I mentioned before, there's a beautiful footnote in the Ritva, Baba Basra, Mosad Rav Kook on Bobasher Kufyud Bezim and Aleph, where he talks about what is Yerusha Sabal. Do we compare that to other Yerusha, or do we say no? It's part of the Zechusei Mamon that a husband has. Because after all, like we said before, this is in blood relative. It's the only Yerusha's blood. So what kind of Yerusha is Yerusha? And there's a machlokes, whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Darabanan. Vatamba zeh, mishub the Yerusha zabal, eino midine nachla shal kurva, elemi zechu yos v'kinyane abal, shezoche v'shas nisuin. And that's why the Rambam puts most of Yerusha zabal in Hilchos Ishus, not in Hilchos Nachlos, because it's part of the chiyuvim and zechuyos of marriage, not specifically Yerusha. V'lachain, and that's why, hechidem calls man shabal chai. V'loshaibazem, if the husband dies, he's not going to yarshin it bekever to his relatives. Why? Because this isn't Yerusha. So Rav Shechter said it before, it's kam tachas. But the way he said it is that it's a schus mamoni. And he says, v'nira dezeh biyu agamar ba'arachin chafayim abeiz. This is the chakira. Does the husband do it or the son? Because the son is yorsh b'rakim amuchsak. That saying, the husband is yours, but it's a schus mamon. So is that good enough, or do you need real dina Yerusha? He says, and that's, if once it's schus mamon, that also affects the, what we discussed many, many, months and years ago, the Rashbam and the Amshal Shlomo. So it could be that right when a man decides to divorce his wife, the Yerusha might stop. What do you mean Yerusha might stop? They're related. The answer is no, this doesn't go by relation. It goes by monetary. If it goes by monetary, then it could stop even while they're still married. So that this idea affects that as well. Okay. Boy Mine Rami Bachama Mirav Chizta. Hikdisha Pachos Bisei Shanim Lefnei Yovel. Maushadei to the Kohanim. What happens if you're Makdashid within 2 years of Yovel? Does it still go to the Kohanim in that case, if somebody buys it then? Amale Mai Daitech, Vinigra Meerkachav, Hayasada Biseitso Yovel. What? You think that you compare these two parts of the Pasuk? De Basgiron in, De La Basgiron Lo, only where you would make deductions, does it go to the Kohanim? But the last 2 years, as we said earlier, you don't make any deductions, so it doesn't? Adarabba, what do you can make another drasha? Im lo yigal hasadeh, b'hayasadeh, b'seizo b'yovel. If he doesn't redeem the field, and it goes to the Kohanim. V'haynami baskulahi, and here he didn't redeem it, so it goes to the Kohanim. So you want to dash in the smichas of these two psukim, I can dash in these, and therefore, it doesn't make a difference, it goes to the Kohanim. Gola echem and akonim b'chulu. Tana rabbanan. So a mucker for the din of the Mishnah. La koint yachuz aso. Ma tamalomar. Minayin lasad the shios l'akonim b'yovel. How do I know if the owner did not redeem it? So it's going to go to the kohanim. Vigola echem and akonim. And one of the kohanim had bought it. Minayin shalo yomar. Ho v'yotza l'kohen. Hari tachas yodi v'tehe sheli. Well, I'll just keep it. It goes to the kohanim anyway, and I have it. V'dinhu b'shal acher manisocha b'shal atzmi lo kol shekein. If I get a chelik in somebody else's that was bought, so surely if I have it already, I should keep it. Tamalomar achuzaso, achuzas shelo ve'ein zeh shelo. No, he only gets to keep his own, and this isn't his. Ha'ketzad yotzei mitachas yodo u'mischalekes la'chav ha'kohanim. No, he has to give it back, and it goes back into the pot. Let's just read the Mishnah. Higia yodo v'lo nigal ha'kohanim. So we have said that if somebody redeems it from Hektish, we learned that if somebody is goel it from Hektish, so then it's going to go to the kohanim b'shas yovel. What if it wasn't? If it just stayed in Hektish? Higia yovel v'lo nigala. Hakohanim nechnasin. No, I'm sorry, I put the comma in the wrong place. Thank you. Higia yovel v'lo nigala. Hakohanim nechnasin l'tocha v'nosin estameha. Div Rabbi Yehuda. If yovel comes, send the kohanim, split it up. They have to pay for it, because you don't want Hektish to lose. And they just split it up. Same thing. Rabbi Shimon omer nechnasin v'lo nosin. Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to pay for it. They just split it up. Nechnasin, but they don't have to pay. Rabbi Elazar omer, no. Lo nechnasin v'lo nosin. If it didn't leave Hektish's rishus, they can't take it. El nikrei sadeh retushin is called a forsaken field. Ada yovel hasheni, higia yovel hasheni v'lo nigala nikrei retushi retushin. Ada yovel hashlishi lo olam ein akonim nechasim latocha ad shigalana acher. Special din. Maybe we'll talk about why that is. If it's still brishus kohanim brishus hahektish, then it's got to stay there and it doesn't go to the kohanim. Only if it's redeemed, even by a kohen. If it's redeemed, is it then split up by the kohanim according to Rabbi Elazar? Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.